From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkan Songs. Arkan Songer Jimmy McKissick was born March 16, 1940, in Little Rock and grew up in Pine Bluff. At an early age, McKissick began learning piano from his mother, Rosa, who played at Pine Bluff's Mount Calvary Church, where McKissick's father, James, was pastor at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church and other churches in the area. By the time Jimmy McKissick's mother sought outside instructors for him, Jimmy was just 13, but already had played piano for a decade. Jimmy McKissick graduated from Merrill High, one of Pine Bluff's all-black high schools, in 1957. Turned down by New York's Juilliard School of Music, Jimmy McKissick was accepted by the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, then called Arkansas Mechanical and Normal, or AM&N College. McKissick did not distinguish himself academically, even in music classes where he chafed at instruction, perhaps due to the many years he'd already logged in learning and playing piano. He graduated with a music education degree in 1962. He attended graduate school at UC Berkeley. In 1969, McKissick won a Hertz scholarship to study music in Geneva, Switzerland. From there, he moved to France, auditioning for the Paris Conservatory by playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and working at the American Church of Paris. Soon based out of Caen, Jimmy McKissick became a truly international performer.
For me, the church and the bar are the same. The minister delivers the message in the church. Okay, well, for those who do not come to the church, I really feel like God has me in the bar. I don't deliver the message the same way, but the message is being delivered.
By 1986, Jimmy McKissick debuted at Carnegie Hall in New York City, performing Robert Schumann's Carnival to favorable reviews. The promoter had initially wanted him to play pop music. McKissick had to convince him otherwise. Playing Carnegie Hall was McKissick's dream, which he considered a validation of his unique blend of classical and gospel music. A short documentary film on McKissick was even called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? He said he got the idea while at school in fourth grade, when a white man selling school supplies complimented his playing, saying if McKissick kept it up, he would play at Carnegie Hall someday. McKissick would eventually play at Carnegie Hall more than two dozen times. By the 1990s, McKissick was known for renting the hall himself and giving free concerts at a cost of tens of thousands of dollars. Jimmy McKissick would perform for dignitaries from all over the world, including three U.S. presidents.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice? No, darling. Faith.
In addition to his music, Jimmy McKissick developed a sartorial style all his own. He wore mismatched shoes because he thought they made people happy. McKissick's colorful tailor-made suits sported sewn-in inspirational phrases, especially biblical ones. Over the years, he lived in Europe, Morocco, and Singapore. And in late 2011, while in his early 70s, McKissick moved back to his old hometown of Pine Bluff. He played some shows, including a final May 2012 Carnegie Hall date, and enjoyed reconnecting with his family in Arkansas, who for years had only seen him sporadically, while McKissick maintained his international touring schedule and lived abroad. But his time back in the state was short-lived. Jimmy McKissick died February 13, 2013, having touched listeners across the globe. His music collection was donated to the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, and the McKissick family staged memorial service at UAPB the following month on what would have been Jimmy McKissick's 73rd birthday.
Well, all music to me is gospel music. Whether it's Beethoven, Liszt, I make it gospel music, I put it that way.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook. with Ark and Songs.